This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Yes, and the very good news is Pastor Olo just released a book. Very, very excited about that. So Brad briefly intro the book. The book's name is Stress Less. Now listen to this. This book is possibly one of the most important books you will ever read. Imagine for a moment living without fear, Brad.
Sure,
huh?
I'll have no worry,
no anxiety, no inferiority, no shame or regret. And especially in these times that we live in, hey, imagine a life of supernatural peace, unspeakable joy,
yes,
and
please,
vibrant hope, no matter what you're going through. Now, Pastor Olo, if you guys don't know him, I'm sure you're going to recognize his voice. He's a lover of the messenger of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the pastor of Jesus House for All Nations in Bloubergstrand. And he's also a dad and a grandfather. And you'll recognize his voice from the radio show Focus. And also he co-hosts the show Throne Room with his wife, Tolu. Good morning, Pastor Olo. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing so well. Thank you for having me.
Lovely. Now, let us start your book, Stress Less. What inspired you to write this book?
Well, two things inspired me to write this book. In fact, maybe that's three. The first thing was that 25 years ago, I had a supernatural encounter with the peace of God.
Mm.
I was going through a very difficult season. I had lost my job, lost my car, lost everything I had,
sure,
and it was 6 months to my wedding.
Yo.
I was very young. I was only 26.
Mm-hmm.
So people advised me, you know, why don't you, you know, postpone the wedding and all that, and I was aggravated. There was no money. I was concerned.
Mm-hmm.
How do I look after my bride? And then the Lord, the best way I can say it, is fired the scriptures into my spirit that says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, and you will find rest for your souls. When I found that rest for my souls, my worries dissipated, my fear vanished, the way I talk changed, my worldview, my perception, I sang rather than cry, and, you know, I felt I was obligated to share this peace with the world. You know, Jesus said to us, freely you receive, freely you give.
Mm.
That's the first reason I wrote the book. Second reason, a friend of mine read the book over 20 years ago. It's not a brand new book.
Mm.
It's been revised.
Mm.
A friend of mine read the book. Her life was so transformed. Our staff, our colleagues, asked her what happened, and they gave it to her. And the third reason I wrote the book is the extraordinary events of 2020, the coronavirus pandemic.
Mm.
I see my brothers and sisters so terrorized with fear, and I felt I've got to share what God has taught me with my family and with the world.
Wow. Now, if you know Pastor Olo, he's got this authority and this peace that he just carries, you know. I think the first time I met you, like, wow, this is truly what you call a man of God.
Amen.
Thank you. I'm so flattered by that.
Yes,
Thank you so much.
So, Pastor Olo, in this book, you share different principles, you know, on how to get that peace or how to maintain that peace or how to be content just knowing who God is. I want you to share one of those golden principles. I know our listeners are eyes widened. You know, the radio is hard. Share one of those principles that you practice in your life.
Thank you so much. That's a very wonderful question. Now, I dealt with many things in the book. I dealt with fear. I dealt with worry, anxiety, guilt, inferiority, legalism even, ingratitude, boredom. That's a beauty.
Sure.
But let's focus on fear, because fear is the biggest thing going on in the world right now.
Mm.
Can you imagine this season without the attendant fear? Can you imagine if we were just told, be responsible, be careful, but not the constant, you know, trying to scare us, we would have been better off.
Yeah.
Now, the major thing I want to say about fear is that fear is a spirit.
Mm.
Fear is not intellectual, it's not emotional, it's not sentimental, it's an actual spirit.
Mm.
Spirits are persons without bodies.
Mm.
And we cannot really deal with fear at the root just using psychological tools.
Mm.
We have to deal with spiritual problems with spiritual equipment. 2 Timothy 1:7. God has not given us the spirit of fear.
Yeah.
So not only is fear a spirit, it never comes from God.
Mm.
So every time we feel fear, we know this is not my father trying to talk to me. This is my enemy, Satan, trying to control my life.
Mm.
What do we do with spirits? Jesus said to us, we must cast them out. So we don't just pray. We don't just make a decision. We don't just use willpower. We call the spirit of fear by its name. And you know there are different kinds of fear. Fear of death, fear of failure, fear of rejection. So many kinds of fear. Every time you sense that fear, you call that fear by its name. And you say, in the name of Jesus, you spirit of fear of death, I refuse to tolerate you.
Mm.
Leave me now in Jesus and cease and desist your operation. We have to have a revelation of the truth of God.
Mm.
Otherwise, we will just be like the rest of the world. And that's not the plan of God for us.
Mm. Amen. I think I'm going to ask you afterwards to pray for us, you know, because I think just in this last week or two, there's been this amateur spirit of death that's been over our country and over the world.
Yes.
And you're not the first person that's been saying that. You know, I've heard it in my own church group as well. So I'm going to ask you later on to pray for us. So listeners, if that's you, please pay attention closely. If you've just joined us, I'm talking to Pastor Olu George. He's just released his book again, Stressless. And he's the pastor of Jesus House for All Nations in Bloubergstrand. Also one of our very, very lovely presenters here at Radio K Pulpit. Now, Pastor, I want you to share a life story. Maybe it's in this book, maybe it's not, that had a massive impact on your life. You shared about the supernatural meeting that you had with the Holy Spirit, you know, and he gave you peace. But I want you to share a life story of how you dealt with something that's also written in this book, just to make our listeners curious, because we know you're also very real and vulnerable about some difficulties that you've gone through.
Yes, thank you very much for that. I really appreciate that. Now, something happened when we lived in Nigeria. I'm originally Nigerian.
Mm.
I'm now Capetonian.
Yes.
We lived in a duplex apartment at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I had a study upstairs. My wife was downstairs in the kitchen cooking. We had a security man because we lived in a house all by ourselves.
Yeah.
Now, whilst I was in my study, my wife comes upstairs and he says to me, we have armed robbers in our compound.
Yo.
There were five of them. They had disabled my security man, put him on the floor, roughed him up a little bit and taken his money from him. And they were trying to get access into our house.
Yo.
Now, our home at the time had about four different entrances. And so we locked three of them permanently. But the one that we didn't lock was actually open. And the armed robbers were right at that door, but they didn't know it was not locked.
Mm.
Because of the four doors, they got confused. So when my wife came to me upstairs and said, Olu, there are armed robbers in our compound, I felt that cold, icy hands of fear. But at the same time, something rose within my spirit. The word of God that has stored in my heart for decades rose up in my spirit, and I heard myself say, no devil will enter my house.
Yo.
I just heard myself say that. No devil will enter this house. And I told my wife and kids, you guys go to bed and don't move and don't say anything. I went back into my study and I looked through the window and I began to pray in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I tell you the truth. I'm waiting to get to heaven to find out what happened. They got into their cars, five of them with their rifles. They waved a goodbye to my security man and they drove slowly away into the night.
Yo.
I have no idea how God pulled that one off. But this is what happens when fear knocks at the door and faith answers. When that happens, when faith gets to the door, there will be no one at the door.
Mm.
So this book is not promising us that we will never experience fear, we will never experience any kind of discomfort. No, it's going to teach us how to conquer and to triumph over fear as if it doesn't exist, even though it's a very real thing.
Powerful, powerful, powerful stuff. It's Pastor Olu George. Pastor, I want to, my second last question. What's your biggest life lesson, or you would say your godly test that you have passed that you would love to share with our listeners?
Well, the biggest lesson, the most defining lesson of my life was about 7 years ago. The Lord called my attention to the fact that I had strayed away silently. You know, when the Holy Spirit invades our lives, it's usually very dramatic. Like on the day of Pentecost, there was a loud sound from heaven. There was manifestation, tongues of fire. People were speaking in these different languages and all that. It was dramatic.
Yeah.
But when the Holy Spirit leaves, it's usually very quiet. So many times we stray away from the path that God has called us to without realizing it. So about 7 to 8 years ago, God opened my eyes to see that I had strayed from my calling, from what God has called me to do in this city, that I was not representing Him fully. At the time, I had a decent-sized church that had a decent-sized income. And the Lord said to me, no, you are the kind of gospel you are preaching is not transforming these people's lives.
Wow.
They come to the church and they are drug dealers and they are fraud, internet fraudsters and they are prostitutes and pimps. And all you're telling them is God wants them to have more money, to have more stuff, to have, you know, the material things of this world. And as long as they give their tithe and offerings, and God will honor that. It doesn't mean that God is endorsing that.
Mm.
When people give to the work of the Lord, God blesses them, even in their sin.
Yeah.
And God opened my eyes to see that. So I changed the gospel from focusing on the people to focusing on Jesus.
Mm.
From focusing on the earthly things to focusing on the heavenly things.
Wow.
From focusing on the material things to focusing on the spiritual things. That experience has marked my life completely. It's been a very costly experience. It's cost me materially. But I'm full of joy, I'm full of hope, and I'm full of the Holy Ghost.
Sure. Wow, that's a man after God's heart. That's Pastor Olu George. Pastor, just to end off, where can listeners buy this book? What channels can they follow to get hold of this book?
Yes, if they want a hard copy, then they must WhatsApp or call me on 081-300-6633.
All right. I'll
for
it.
Hard copies.
Mm-hmm.
081-300-6633.
Mm-hmm.
If they want soft copies, on the other hand, they must go to olugeorgeministries.global. olugeorgeministries.global. And there they will be, as you get into the page, you will see buy soft copy or buy hard copy.
Okay.
So if they click on buy soft copy, they will be taken into a page where they can pay for a soft copy that they can download immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what they must do. They can also follow me on podcasts. I'm on Spotify. I'm on Apple Podcasts. I'm on Google Podcasts. We're waiting for the approval for Google Podcasts.
Mm.
And we're on Podbean.
Wow.
So that's how they can follow us. olugeorgeministries.global is our website. They can find out everything about our ministry on that website.
Thank you so much. I'll repeat it just after your prayer. So yeah, Pastor, please pray for us. You know, a lot of people are strangled by fear, especially by the fear of death. So if that's you, please place your hand on your heart and let's agree with Pastor Olu.
Yes. Amen. Father God, we thank you that you were not taken by surprise with the corona pandemic. We thank you because you know the end from the beginning and you have prepared us for such a time as this. Papa, I pray for all my brothers and sisters whose hands are on their hearts right now. I come against the spirit of fear. I command the spirit of fear to lose its hold on your heart. I release the peace of God, the peace of God that passes all understanding. I release the joy of God. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. I bind the spirit of the fear of death over your life and your family in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I bind the spirit of the fear of death over our nation. We bind the prince of the power of the air, promoting fear and promoting terror against God's people. We declare you will not prosper in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I declare your bodies COVID-free bodies. I declare your home COVID-free zones. I declare everywhere you go, the place of work, COVID-free in the name of Jesus. Do not believe in the virus. Believe in Jesus. We choose Jesus. We reject the virus in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Pastor Olu, thank you so much. Have a lovely day. Have a blessed weekend.
I must thank you for the opportunity. I'm so grateful. God bless you. Real good. And God bless the listeners.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.